Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're on VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program. Thank you so much, Penny, for
Our pleasure.
Coming on there. We're talking to Penny Nance with Concerned Women for America. She is the president and CEO. We're so glad to be able to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, tell us a little bit about Concerned Women for America. I know you're coming in the Gulf Coast area where our studio is located, and we were excited to find that out, but tell our viewers and our listeners a little bit about Concerned Women for America.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, Concerned Women for America is the nation's largest public policy women's organization. We're not newcomers. We've been around for about 35 years. We were founded by Dr. Beverly LaHaye. Many people know her name. And we have been very active in the state of Florida now for many, many years. Our state director is Terry Johansson. We have about 22,000 members in your great state.
So Terry, who I was talking to, is actually the representative in the state of Florida.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And so I'm sorry. Did you just ask me a question?
Well, that's why you said Terry. Terry that I was talking to is she's the representative for Concerned Women for America for Florida.
Yes, she's our state director. That's right.
Okay.
And so she's been in that job many years. We have. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but several, dozen chapters in the state of Florida, and Terry is in charge of all of those. And we are just so grateful for the good people of Florida that there's so many conservative, just faithful, dedicated women in that state that are willing to step forward and lead and to, take charge of the conversation, not allowing people to say that women are monolithic. We are a pro-life, unashamedly pro-life organization. We have seven core issues. Our seven core issues are life, marriage, their national sovereignty, which means that we care about issues like the national debt, and we don't have to genuflect in front of the UN if we don't like what they're doing. Education. We believe in local control of education. We support the idea of charter schools and parents having choices to homeschool or, do private Christian school or any number of options. And they need to be in control of their kids' education instead of the state dictating to them what they can do. The issue of sexual exploitation, which includes sex trafficking, which I know is a big issue in the state of Florida, and Megan's Law and Jessica's Law and those issues, those laws that protect our children, and pornography and protection from children from pornography on the internet, and the issue of religious freedom, which is such an important issue in today's world. And of course, we'll be talking in a second about why we're coming to Florida, but it's certainly in line with that core issue. And then finally, protection for the and standing in support of the nation of Israel. We know that at this time in history, that Israel needs all of her friends to stand up and be counted, and we are among those.
That is so good. I'm reading your website and I'm looking at some of your interviews. I'm thinking you were such a great asset to our country, Concerned Women for America. If y'all have not yet gone to their website, you can go to, is it CWFA.org?
Yes. Or concernedwomen.org. That's easier. And I think on our front page is basic information about Common Core and why we don't support Common Core education. And I know that's a big issue in your state.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm coming, and I'm going to be down there on March 14th in Pensacola, and that event will be at New World Landing Facility. That's on
Palafox
Road in Pensacola. And it'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time. March
14th,
which is Friday, March 14th. So joining me will be our chief legal counsel, Mario Diaz, and of course, Terry Johansson, who's our state director, and then also a family physician, Dr. John Littell, who's an MD. And we're going to talk about the issue of Obamacare.
Right.
What does that mean for your family? What are the religious liberty concerns surrounding it? What does that mean for your costs? Like, what does this look like, and why are there concerns right. surrounding it? And just, you know, we'll have Q&A and just an opportunity for us to be together and just do a forum.
Well, that was one of our concerns. I know we first saw this because we were thinking, you know, is this some sort of partisan thing, or is it a value thing? Well, everybody can come.
Well, certainly, we're a nonpartisan organization, and it's a value issue. I mean, I've given you our core issues, and depending on what the issue is,
right.
I mean, for instance, we're supporting Bob Menendez's bill on Israel, the Nuclear Free Iran Act. Who's a Democrat. We work across party lines to Democrats and Republicans, so we are a conservative issue.
Right, right.
So, you know, so often that does mean that we're more in lockstep with Republicans on specific issues, but hey,
yes.
We'll work with anybody, and we have members who are independents and Republicans and Democrats. Everyone's welcome. Our basis for our beliefs, though, are our Christian worldview and free market principles and constitutional principles. And so whatever, you know, whoever party you think best represents that, that's how you should go. But there are some issues that are important. It's important for the future of our country.
Yes.
And it's important for our children. You know, 80% of healthcare decisions in this country are made by women. We tend to be the caregivers for our families. When our kids need to go to the doctor, even urging our husbands to go to the doctor, and sometimes our parents and grandparents were in charge of their health care. So this is an essential issue for women. We don't, you know, live in little silos. We all, you know, often are, many of us are married. This, you know, what happens to our nation's health care, whether what our premiums are, what we are forced to pay, whether we want to or not, all of that is important to us, and we need to have a discussion about it and what next steps should be.
So if you are talking to our viewers right now and our listeners, just invite them. What would you tell them to encourage them? Because the deadline for signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare is just in a couple of days. It's the law.
Yeah, so I need you to come sign up on our website at concernedwomen.org. Yeah, come let us know. I mean, we need to know only that we need to know so we can plan accordingly. And there's a very small fee, you know, just to cover cost to come. But, you know, this is an important issue. You know, a sixth of our economy is our health care. And how we deal with it affects jobs. It affects end-of-life issues, you know, whether or not bureaucrats decide what health care your family gets, you know, or certainly our elderly. It affects, you know, your accessibility. There's many, many issues, and there are even religious liberty issues, whether or not you think that your dollars should go to pay for abortion or not. We have to actually have an honest discussion and think through these issues. Like, you know, our government only works, democracy only works if we all participate.
Yes.
And so in order to participate, you need to be educated. And this is an opportunity for you to come and hear from some national experts, hear from a family physician of how, you know, what we think you should be thinking about and what the issues are related to this. And you hear a lot of people on TV, and it's hard to have a full discussion
yes.
when you have to talk in soundbite.
Yes, it
when
is.
You have a little 5-minute segment on Fox News that you're
right.
watching or CNN.
Right.
But when you can have a conversation, and maybe there's some concerns that folks have that they haven't really been able to ask anyone about, we'd love to help with that.
Well, I do want to say this, since it's about healthcare, I guess you're probably going to serve chicken, right? It's not going to be a good beef, you know, fatty
you know,
beef.
Honestly, thank God I don't have to make that decision. I've got really great people who work for me.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm going to still eat whatever's put in front of me.
Oh,
so
same here.
I have no idea, but I know we will feed you. So
we'll make this.
That is one of the things about being a women's organization. We understand hospitality and food. So I always try to offer food at my events.
Well, I want to tell you this. It was so encouraging to see Concerned Women for America and your values. Every single one of them is like, you've been around, but it's almost like we need you guys brought into the conversation everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be
yeah.
there because you have the heartbeat of, mm-hmm. I believe, you know, this is one nation under God. We believe that God mm-hmm. put his kingdom in men and women, and they came to America mm-hmm. to be able to search out a land. And because they are one, there were people under God, eventually became one nation under God in our founding situation.
Right.
We got to get back there. And your values are just right in. It's like, oh, my, every one of them. You know, we just so appreciate you guys.
Well, I'm so excited that you're excited about what we're doing. And, you know, if your viewers and listeners want to come to our website, I think they will be too. You know, we're not newcomers. The, you know, the mainstream media is not ever going to give us a fair shake. They want to go to Now for the women's perspective, but we have twice the membership of Now.
Wow.
We are not small. We are earnest and we're hardworking and we've been around a long time. Our office in D.C. is one block from the White House. We have been here. We're not going anywhere. Our ladies lobby both at the state capitals as well as our federal capital. We have those relationships and have built them over many, many years, and we're not going anywhere. And so this whole idea, this so phony so-called war on women, is really a civil war. It's a war of leftists, abortion rights advocates whose whole goal is to force women of faith to abandon our beliefs, and we're not going to do it.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. I appreciate you so much for what you're standing for. And we will send people to your online website. And when they come to Washington, are they able to come by and see you? Anybody's coming up to?
Absolutely. We would love it. And we do, you know, we do lobbying days. We have fly-in days for volunteers. And if folks want to sign up for a 535 program named after 535 members of Congress, we have home team captains, and join a local chapter. That's how you can find out what's going on and be plugged in. But even if you can't do that, if you're, you know, I know there's a lot of working moms out there and folks that are so busy, or maybe you're older and you can't travel, go online and sign up for our alerts, and we'll keep you up to speed on what's going on. Maybe your part is just to pray.
Right.
You know, and that's important.
Huge.
We have prayer action chapters. We're doing both. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for our country. And then we're going to get up off our knees and we're going to do stuff.
Yes.
So whatever it is that you're led to do, if you're a person of means and your job is not really, you're not really led to be the activist, but you want other people to do it, write us a check. We got to pay the bill.
Yes.
So there's something for everyone to do, and we'd love for people to join us.
Well, I know it says you are going to be at the New World Landing in Pensacola, Florida, at off Palafox Street on March the 14th, Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's just a simple $15, covers the food and all that, but we get a chance to get educated on a law that they're going to expect us to follow in a couple of days after that. Well, thank you so much for speaking
to
us. Thank you for coming. We're looking forward to coming there and eating whatever you're going to put before us.
All right, come join us. I'll look forward to meeting you.
And hearing, you know, we're really looking for some truth here. You know, tell us the truth about this thing so we can actually educate the Gulf Coast. God bless
you,
and we'll be praying for
you.
God
bless.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, you've been listening to Penny Nance with the Concerned Women for America. She's the president of Concerned Women for America out of Washington, D.C., and she's going to be here on March the 14th. 6:30 p.m. at the New World Landing. They're going to be serving food for everyone. So make sure you come out there and participate. We need to get educated. What's going on from a Christian viewpoint, keeping the conversation light like we're doing here at VFN TV in the daily radio program. We got to find out what we're signing up for and what it's all about and how our families will be covered. We'll see you there. We're so excited to be able to talk to the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, Penny Nance. Make sure that you participate in that. We need to find out what's going on.
That's
like
right.
She said, this is the law. It's not a good idea, or, you know, everybody's all caught up in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Christians, we got to find out what the law is, and we have to follow that law, and it's a law. And so find out more. Come down to the New World Landing and participate with us. You can find out more at VFNTV.com. As a matter of fact, if you don't know this, that right now you can text the letters V as in Victor, VFNTV, to the number 22828. That's VFNTV to the numbers 22828. And you can automatically subscribe to the Torch newsletter, and you're going to be updated with the stuff. So if you missed this program today, and you would have found out about New World Landing when you got home that Friday.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. So make sure. We need to show up. We need to find out what we're signing up for. And I love their perspective. Don't I mean?
Yeah. Their issues are right on target.
I mean, know.
Awesome. Beautiful. Israel.
I know.
Great. I'm like, man, this is great.
Yeah. And one block away from the White House. So they're constantly going in and educating the senators and the representatives. and the executive branch into saying, you know, these are the issues, this is what's going on, and representing the Christian viewpoint sure. and the founding fathers and just the original intent, I believe, of the nation is what I would say.
Right.
You know, and just pray for them. Visit them. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. All the details. By the way, too, we will have available for you on the VFN torch for every pastor out there a PDF. It's a thing you can click on. It'll open up and you can print it. And it's exactly the size you need for your bulletins for okay. your church gathering. It's already set up for you. You can just pull that up, click on it, print it, and print as many as you want, and you can inform your congregation. Because think about it. If we don't sign up for this, and like a friend of mine said, he says, you know, I'm protesting this in my heart. And I'm not saying I'm protesting it, but he says, I'm protesting this in my heart. He said, but this is the law, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to sign up for it.
March 31st is the deadline. March 31st.
That is the deadline. So whatever time you're listening to this, if it's after or before, you've actually got a few days left, or hey. You better get back to healthcare.gov.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what was that website they started? It's omg.gov.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say this. You know, I want to stay on the topic of health care. You know, Israel does have health care that takes care of all their folks, I believe. You know, and so it's not wrong as Christians for us to take care of folks.
Well, really, not just their folks, but as we found out yesterday from the prime minister,
that's
taking
right.
care of folks that, you know, people that got injured in Syria.
That's right.
That's real beautiful.
You got to catch that. If you didn't catch that, you can catch that on VFN TV, go to the torch, but also the whole speech is there and to be able to hear it. But yes, that's as a person who says they follow God,
mm-hmm.
one way that you love God is to love others. And we can't just default. Somebody says, well, we're taking care of people already. And you say, okay, how are we doing that? I just heard that on the yeah. last, you know, conservative talk show, whatever, said
right.
that so you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. So you first got to find out how we're doing this. And the truth is, the fairness doctrine in our hearts as Christians is that if you're all Christians, if you're all say you follow the Lord, right? And you go in because you got Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got your little card. You pull it out like you're a badge with the FBI. They come in. They wheel you in, buy you a steak. They do all these wonderful things to you if you have a baby there because you paid your bill in full. But then you come in because you've been challenged economically. Your environment was different. Your education was different because of a lot of unjust type things that were going on. And now when you come in, they just say, sit over there.
Ooh.
But in God's eyes, that 60-year-old woman was just as important as you with your little yuppie suit.
That's right.
And your little Blue Cross Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. And you were running through there and you didn't even think about her. And so what we're talking about as Christians, we got to think about how can we participate and help in making sure if somebody's hurting, if somebody's sick, Jesus said, whatever you did, the least of these you do to me, that we help them. And I don't hear a lot of answers coming up right now, but I just want to thank, you know, what everybody's doing in regards to sure. educating us. But this is the first time I really heard somebody that's nonpartisan
right.
that's going to come in and be able to educate us. Make sure that you participate. If not, we'll make available to you. We will have a few more interviews and pass up notes about what we learned as well. You can catch it on VFNTV.com.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.